How the Dog Became the Dog, From Wolves to Our Best Friends, by Mark Durr. Narrated by David Colacci. Copyright 2011 by Mark Durr. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Overlook Press and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. Dog to Dog. A couple of years ago, a young editor at the Overlook Press tracked me through cyberspace to ask if I would consider writing a book about how the wolf became the dog, or in the shorthand of digital communication, Wolf to Dog, compressible to W2D. Having studied the question for more than 20 years, I had no illusion that the actual transformation could be so neatly distilled, but I welcomed the chance to examine what was known and suspected against what was possible in the world at the time of the various periods in question. The task is complicated by a difference in scale between geologic time, measured in tens of thousands to billions of years, and biological time, counted in years and decades. Whatever genetic mutations were involved in W2D appeared and were isolated within several generations. And despite continued tinkering in some places by human breeders, those changes have persisted over geological time. In the past 2 years, a number of new scientific papers have rocked, if not overturned completely, yet, the prevailing view that the dog was derived from a self-taming group of garbage-dump-grazing, juvenilized wolves during the Mesolithic Age, when our forebears, beginning in the Near East or Southeast Asia or both, renounced their big game-hunting migratory...